Imagine walking into a crowded room and speaking your mind without hesitation, even when your opinion differs from everyone else's. This isn't about being the loudest or most aggressive person. It's about having the quiet confidence to stand in your truth while respecting others. In a world where social media rewards either aggressive outbursts or passive silence, finding the middle ground has never been more crucial. Assertiveness occupies this balanced middle ground, a communication style that maintains respect for others while honoring your own needs and boundaries. Unlike aggression, which bulldozes over others' rights, or passivity, which surrenders your own, assertiveness creates space for everyone's dignity. The key distinction between assertiveness and aggressiveness comes down to one crucial element: respect. When you communicate assertively, you maintain respect for others while simultaneously honoring your own needs. You don't place others' desires above yours, but you don't steamroll over their rights either. Instead, you seek compromise and express your feelings without forcing others to capitulate. Aggressive communicators show complete disregard for others. They shout, threaten, invade personal space, and create scenes to ensure they're heard. At the opposite end lies passivity, where silence and assumption reign. Passive communicators consistently place their desires below others, hoping someone will somehow intuit their wants without direct expression, a strategy doomed to disappointment. Your journey toward assertiveness begins with understanding how you see yourself and your place in the social hierarchy. Negative self-perception makes standing up for yourself nearly impossible, manifesting as difficulty with direct questions or maintaining eye contact. This creates a limiting internal monologue. I'm not good at handling conflict, or I don't deserve to ask for what I want, thoughts that silence your needs. Non-assertive adults struggle to say no, overburdening themselves. Building assertiveness requires establishing your personal rights and improving beliefs about your inherent value. Transforming your self-talk is crucial. Mentally challenge discouraging thoughts and actively repeat positive statements like, "I am worthy of respect," to create an internal shift toward empowerment. Others' perception of you determines how they treat you. Your body language, posture, gestures, and facial expressions reveals your self-worth. Communicate assertively through appropriate eye contact, genuine smiles, and relaxed shoulders that project confidence. Voice quality and word choice matter too. Speak clearly without rushing or mumbling, take deep breaths during challenging conversations, and use direct, simple language to communicate desires succinctly. 4 effective verbal assertiveness techniques include basic assertion, straightforward statements of needs, empathy, acknowledging others' feelings before stating your needs, escalation, becoming increasingly firm while remaining calm, and I statements, focusing on your feelings rather than accusations. Like any skill, assertiveness strengthens with practice. When first asserting yourself after prolonged suppression, you might initially overcompensate with emotional or aggressive responses. This occurs because breaking through internal resistance requires significant force. The longer you've held back, the stronger this reaction tends to be. Combat this through practice. Rehearse arguments in mirrors, role play with friends, and build confidence through low-stakes daily interactions, focusing on calm delivery rather than outcomes. Remember, assertiveness isn't about getting your way, but ensuring your voice is heard with clarity and respect. It's standing in your truth while creating space for others to stand in theirs. As you develop this skill, both your external relationships and relationship with yourself will transform. Home relationships often become battlegrounds for those lacking assertiveness as they compromise their needs to maintain peace. As Doug Floyd noted, you don't get harmony when everybody sings the same note, highlighting the importance of respectful individuality within relationships. For intimate partnerships, reclaim your power by recognizing your right to comfort in your own home. Identify desired changes and communicate them using I statements during calm discussions. Assertiveness doesn't mean becoming less giving. It means balancing generosity with healthy boundaries. When addressing communication problems with an unresponsive partner, examine your tone and choose appropriate moments for important conversations. When adult children must assert boundaries with difficult parents, they should first examine their own behavior patterns. Taking charge of life decisions while maintaining respectful communication establishes healthy boundaries. Though parents may initially resist, consistent assertiveness gradually shifts the relationship dynamic toward mutual respect. The workplace offers daily opportunities to practice assertiveness, from handling difficult colleagues to negotiating raises. When you bring your A game of assertive skills, you ensure your needs are clearly expressed while establishing boundaries around timelines and responsibilities. When colleagues try to offload their work, set clear boundaries. I understand your difficulties, but I cannot complete the project for you. With hostile colleagues who gossip or interrupt, address them privately. We don't have to be friends, but we do have to work together. Your open hostility is disrespectful. Even with difficult bosses, assertiveness works. When criticized, wait until emotions settle, request a private meeting, acknowledge any mistakes, then calmly explain why their behavior was unacceptable and outline consequences. This approach, taking time to collect thoughts, maintaining eye contact, using I statements, and establishing clear boundaries, earns respect. For requesting raises, use a three-part approach: plan, prepare, and present. Schedule a specific appointment, gather supporting evidence, and employ assertive body language during the meeting. Be prepared to negotiate, and if consistently overlooked despite your qualifications, consider whether the company truly values you. Assertive parenting strikes a balance between permissiveness and authoritarianism. When setting boundaries, combine love with clear problem identification, expectations, consequences, and active listening. This approach fosters responsibility while maintaining respect. Teaching children assertive communication equips them with vital skills that protect against bullying and dangerous situations while building self-esteem. Children who master assertiveness understand their thoughts matter and can express them respectfully, developing confidence to think independently. Role-playing offers an effective teaching method. Create scenarios involving peer pressure or bullying, discuss appropriate responses, then practice together. Emphasize children's right to say no without apology or explanation. Children learn primarily through observation, making parental modeling of assertiveness essential. When they see you communicating assertively, they learn to speak respectfully while preserving dignity. Avoid helicopter parenting that constantly shields children from conflict, as this hinders development of assertive communication and problem-solving abilities. Instead, allow children to handle appropriate situations independently, providing guidance only when necessary. The path to assertiveness isn't linear. Expect a corkscrew journey with advances and setbacks. This skill has transformed countless lives, from professionals navigating workplace dynamics to parents raising confident children in complex social environments. Learning from naturally assertive communicators provides valuable insights. Your voice matters, not because it's louder, but because it's authentically yours. The world needs your unique perspective, expressed with both confidence and compassion. The assertive approach balances self-respect with respect for others. It allows you to express boundaries clearly without infringing on others' rights. As you practice assertiveness across contexts, from relationships to professional settings to parenting, you'll develop more authentic connections and greater personal satisfaction in all areas of life.